everybody. It's that Christmas holiday again. We're really milking that whole Christmas thing. And in light of that, we try to get the podcast out on Mondays and Thursdays with the holiday. Marcus and I both lost track of time. This is my mistake. I will own it. With the holiday, I think Christmas was a Monday. We got thrown off on days. I watched the bowl game last night. Was excited, and then I went to the Comedy Store, and then woke up this morning. Go, oh shit! It's Thursday. Old Mateo made a mistake. So you just get me today. You only get me. I'll laugh at my own jokes. You won't hear anything. Marcus won't say anything funny, and I won't. And I'll laugh, and I won't laugh. It's just me. I'm gonna be laughing at my own jokes. I'm gonna be one of those comedians today. That's what you get. Sorry. You get what you paid for. You get what you paid for. That's basically what I'm saying. I got a great Christmas gift from my father. I graduated. I had the magic bullet. It's cute. It's good for it's a bachelor blender. It's just got one speed. You can only do it's good for if you're like making milkshakes, I guess, basically, or like spinach shakes and stuff like that, apples, whatever. I've graduated. I've got a legitimate as blender. I'm gonna blend my ass. No, I'm gonna make frozen margaritas for friends. Maybe for Marcus. Maybe we'll get plastered on one episode. Stay tuned for that. That should be good. Let's see. Had a great Christmas meal. Went with my cousins down in South Bay of LA. My cousin Mike. I'm telling him he needs to go professional. He grills like the apocalypse is coming. It's basically that he did all this ham and a steak. Oh my God, it was amazing. Took pictures with his family and the girls, and they had some neighbors there. Posted it on Instagram. I got all these comments because I am the white dot in that family. She'd be a second cousin. She's maybe like a quarter Latino, but like everybody else in the picture is like hella Latino. So I love them, and they're great, great hosts, fun people. Good times. Yeah. I came out with like 2 tons of like ham and steak, and just been scarfing that down. That's been great. Almost died this morning. Yeah. I got all this extra ham and took a bite, heated it up, took a bite, took too big of a bite, and I'm here alone. It was 9 a.m. and almost died. Had to give myself the Heimlich maneuver. This happened. If you've been listening to the podcast, this happened a few months ago too. So consistency, Mateo. That's good. Maybe chew your food better. Maybe slow down. Maybe not spaz out about if you don't have your podcast up. Maybe do that, Matt. But no, I had to. So I took too big of a bite of the ham. It was delicious, and I'm sitting there going, "Oh, this is good." And I swallowed like I don't know how big of a chunk. Maybe it was like. Maybe like 2 square inches, it was just like, oh, no, okay, this is where I'm going to die. And I can't scream. If I did scream, nobody would hear me. Nobody would come to the door because it's not that kind of a living situation. I'm living alone. I'm looking for a place to try and survive. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to survive. I went outside my unit, my door. They have this rail up against the so it's like an internal apartment, and the doors face inward, and I did say the N-word. I just rammed my stomach up against the rail and gave myself the Heimlich maneuver, a big chunk of ham that was like half chewed up, went flying, and I was just like, holy shit, I saved a life today. But it was my own. Yeah, it was weird. I kind of understood the choking fetish a little bit. Like it was there's a rush of adrenaline that goes through your brain. You're like, oh my god, I don't know if I'm gonna live or not. And I really didn't know if I was gonna live. I think I was only like out of breath for like 8 seconds, but spewed this half chewed up chunk of ham over the balcony and onto the courtyard. Luckily, like nobody was out there. So that was good. Like I said, I guess people were at work or out of town or whatever. So that was whatever. I had scooped it up, tossed it in the trash. I've got plenty more ham. I'll eat more and I'll eat it properly and I'll eat it correctly and I'll survive. And I'll survive. Sorry. Marcus almost had his own podcast. That's that's what almost happened. I did watch the Texas Bowl, the Tex Act. I think that's like they show people how to not pay taxes or something, which is very popular there, I'm sure. It was somewhat of a road game, I feel like. Oklahoma State was playing Texas A&M. We were ranked 20th. They were unranked. They kind of have a little bit of a chaos situation. They had fired their coach late in the season, Jimbo Fisher. And they're from the SEC, and they were kind of playing a home game because it was in Houston. It was at the NRG Stadium, which is a corny-ass name. It should just be – I don't remember what it used to be called. But it's like it's where the Texans play. It's a one of those half dome, half stadium. I think they played championship games there before. Cool, good on them. But it was a road game for us. The good guys, Oklahoma State. Like I said, we were ranked 20th. Last game of the season, it was against Texas in the championship game. And we came out and looked like ass. We came out and looked like ass in that game and looked unprepared, unmotivated, and Texas stomped us. Texas was a better team than us. I didn't know what to expect versus Texas A&M because, like I said, it's a home game for them. I guess they lost a lot of guys in the portal. We didn't. Oklahoma State didn't. Ollie Gordon made a cute, great video. Did it with the president of the university. She's I think she played college basketball, so she kind of gets it. You know, Casey Shrum, like her so far. They released it on Twitter that Ollie's staying in. He's staying in Stillwater. He's not transferring out. Maybe they got the money right for him or something like that. A lot of people don't like college players making money. I'm just saying, hey, the money's there. You know, they've always been making it. Let's just make it legitimate. So, I don't know what the money situation is. I'm sure he's getting a nice chunk of money. Guys from Alabama, guys from SC, guys from Ohio State are getting their money. How about one of our guys? He won the Doak freaking Walker Award. I think he got like second in the name. He was the best big school running back. I think he finished fifth or sixth in the Heisman, which is rare for a running back. He usually goes to quarterbacks. He's a front runner for the Heisman next year. And he had a great game. We won. That was the thing about A&M. I didn't know what they were going to do. Like I said, they lost a lot of guys in the portal. They had an interim coach, I think Elijah McDaniel. I think he's bounced around, doing the best he can. We came out and the offense was strong. The offense was nice. I liked the way they played. I could tell Gundy was calling the plays. They were doing a lot of funky pre-snap movements, a lot more pulling guards and pulling linemen. They would, because that's one of the things that Ollie Gordon does. He kind of gets the he's better with like a second of hesitation because he's got such quick burst. He doesn't need to hit the hole immediately. He can go over people. He can, but let's see, what was it? Yeah, we were up 24-6 at the half. I'm on Facebook talking. I'm talking smack. That's what I do. I don't know if you're aware of that. We were up 24-6. It was weird in the second quarter. Gunnar Gundy, which is a crazy name for a son, in my opinion. And this is like a post Columbine era. He named his son Gunnar. I'm just glad the kid's like a quarterback and not a school shooter. He's Mike Gundy's son. They gave him a scholarship. I don't know, he may have been a walk-on, but he was part of the three quarterback rotation, which was stupid that we did at the beginning of the year. He came in and got a nice little quarterback run. I think he's going to transfer to a G5 school, a lower class school. You know, good for him. He got a nice little touchdown run in the second quarter. It was cute. I think it was like a little 10 yard run. I checked. And, Bowman, yeah, I think he threw for 400 yards. Presley had a pass. They were doing weird things. Like it was basically like they did a wide receiver would start out on the sideline, run toward the play pre-snap, and it turned into like a counter run for Presley. He was like a little tiny wide receiver. He's great. I think he wrestled in high school. He's a senior. It was just kind of sitting him out nice. He finished with 152 yards and 16 catches. Holy shit, that guy's amazing. Wow. That's how you go out, bro. Wow. Ollie had 125. He had some receptions. I think he's the first guy to run for 2,000 yards, I believe. You can tell me I'm wrong on that. I'm sure you will. I know how you guys are. You like to... There's a lot of people like, well, technically, Matt. Anyway, but, you know, that's what's going on. That's what's going on. It's going to be, like I said, short one. What else? We're getting the social media going, finally. Getting the videos going, finally. I had my friend Al. He fixed my computer. It's great. You'll hear him on some podcasts coming up. I feel good about OSU's chances next year. Is Rashad Owens a senior? Hope he's not. He's a junior. He's coming back. He had a big game. I think he caught like 10 passes for 160 yards. Had a nice touchdown. The game was never in doubt to me. Watched it. We didn't have a watch party. Just kind of watched it solo. I think I scared some people. It wasn't a sports bar per se, but it was a bar that they had sports on. So that was nice. That was good. I was wearing my orange, my black and orange hat, my orange OSU shirt, and I got my orange Nikes, my orange Air Force Ones. It's a look. It's what I do. I don't wear polo shirts. A lot of guys go to the games and wear polo shirts, and I'm just like, I'm not a golfer. I'm a mini golfer. That's what I am. Yeah. Let's see. What else can I tell you? Big show. If you're in LA, come to it. You can just message me. You can text me. I don't know if you have my number. If you have my email address, you can email Obnoxious Valid Points. It's going to be, I think, 5 or 6 comedians that you've heard on the podcast. I think Ricky Schietta, Adam Yenser, Sammy Sutker. I'm blanking on a few others, probably. Oh, Earl Skakel's going to do it. We're doing it at a little rock club in the valley. They got parking off site. They got food. It'll be after the football game because I don't believe Adam Yenser. He pointed this out. You don't have a. You could judge the quality of the comedy show by if the football game's still on TV. We're waiting till the football game's over. We got that. I got a buddy of mine, Cowboy Chris, gonna play some music. He's got some funny shit. Come out to that. If you want to buy tickets, you can buy tickets. There's an Eventbrite link. If you want to come for free, hit me up. I think it's like $25 a piece for the tickets, or two for $30. You know. I like paying the performers. So my buddy Anya is going to do a spot on it. You'll hear him on the podcast sometime soon. Things are good. Got more content coming out on the Patreon. We starting to clip up the stuff. We'll have more content. You can share it. You can like it. All that kind of good stuff. Guys, thanks for listening. We're at 2,000. Downloads, which is wild. I appreciate everything. I appreciate you guys listening. It's been wild. It has been a thing that I did not expect. See, what else can I do for you? I got a buddy of mine who I made a movie with him. I made a documentary with him. My buddy Dan and out near Philly. He made a mashup. He made a mashup of some of the shit I've said. And it makes me sound like a creep, but you know what? It may be fun for you guys to listen to. I'm going to put that at the end of this. That'll take up a few minutes. This is a short one. This is an unprepared, this is an abridged version. That's what it is. Guys, thanks for always listening. Like, share, subscribe. If you're on Apple, write a review. Write a nice review. We've had some reviews that kind of scare me a little bit. I understand that. I'm a scary person sometimes. I don't know. We're going to have some more bonus. We're going to have a lot more bonus content coming up for you. Yeah. Keep subscribed. Got some great guests lined up. Pretty excited for it. Thanks, guys. That's all I got. And that, my friends, is Dan Nabsart. Later, guys.